Yemen's Ansarullah movement says it will not give in to threats after its neighbors urged the United Nations to use force in that country. The movement spokesman says the Yemeni people are now engaged in a process of self-determination. The Persian Gulf Cooperation Council has called on the United Nations Security Council to consider military intervention in the country under the UN's Chapter 7. Meanwhile, the Security Council is set to adopt a resolution to demand that Yemen's Ansarullah movement withdraw its forces from government institutions immediately and unconditionally. Yemen has been in political turmoil for several weeks now. This follows the resignation of President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi and his entire cabinet over differences with other factions, particularly the Ansarullah movement. Our correspondent Yusuf Mari joins us from Sana'a to tell us more. Yusuf Mari, tell us more about the positioning of the Ansarullah movement regarding the outcome of the UN Security Council meeting.
Well, this is a meeting which basically called on the United Nations to take actions under the Chapter 7 of the UN Council, which basically stresses or gives authority to the UN Council to take military actions in Yemen or to impose economic sanctions. Now, this is something which has strongly been condemned by the Ansarullah movement, and they also say that such intimidation will not deter the movement from continuing their revolution and continuing the process of self-determination. Now, what this Houthi spokesperson means by self-determination is that the revolution that the Houthis launched in September, it basically launched to build a new Yemen, Yemen free of all types of foreign intervention, whereby the Yemeni people will take matters all into their own hands and build and shape the political affairs of their country on their own. The Houthi leader from day one, he said that this will not be an easy process, and there will be many nations who will be against such action and such decisions. However, he has mentioned, and the entire movement has mentioned, that nothing will deter them from continuing to push forward this self-determination process. Now, the Houthi spokesperson, Mohammed Salem, he basically also said that these foreign embassies, the U.S. embassy, the French embassy, the Italy's embassy, and the U.K. embassy, the British embassy, they're basically closing because they feel that they're basically doing so to instill fear in the Yemeni people and to discredit the constitutional decree which took place on February 6th. However, he says that these embassies, such embassies, are not necessarily here in Yemen for the interest of the Yemeni people, and that they are only here to dictate the political policy in Yemen. And this is what this Houthi revolution has mainly been about. And we can expect the Houthi leader to give a speech either today or tomorrow to address the meeting which the so-called GCC nations had the other day. And he will basically send a message to the UN Council that such intimidation policies or methods will not deter the movement from reversing or revoking the constitutional decree, which basically sacked the Yemeni parliament and called for the formation of a transitional national council, which will take control of the political affairs in this transition of process phase.
Very well. Thank you very much, Yusuf Mari, correspondent there from Sana'a.